WRFR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third, Colin Blanchard, the left-hander, and the University of Washington in Seattle. And the rising redshirt freshman from Ladera Ranch, California, making his first appearance today for the Growlers and in the Northwoods League. So Blanchard excited to start batting in the eight hole as Howitt serves and strikes inside, painting the right edge. So an 0-1 count, Howitt ahead in the count early. He's been impressive. Howitt serves once again, down and away for a ball. Josh Howitt has had four strikeouts, has walked a batter, and has had a help from his infield with a ground out and fly out. 1-1. Inside, backing away was Blanchard. 2-1. So Blanchard slotted in that catcher today from the Pac-12 and the University of Washington. The 2-1. Once again, backing away. That goes an ankle-high fastball. 3-1 count. So Howitt down in the count. Fastball came in at 89 miles per hour. Rafters with a hit. The 3-1. Down the plate for a strike. 3-2. Count. Howitt sets and serves, swinging a fly ball on the left field out of play, going towards the rafters bullpen. Count runs full once again at 3-2. Rafters looking to get their first out. The 3-2, swinging a bouncer over to the shortstop, and Broussard fields it in the glove. The throw right to first on time for one down. Rafters in their white tops with the maroon logos on the front and back, wearing their standard home jerseys. The Growlers in their all-blue uniforms, the dark blue leggings as well. And it says The Zoo right across their uniforms. So pretty cool and pretty interesting for Kalamazoo. But one down here, Gavin Lewis out of UAB bunts it in a perfect bunt attempt on the third base line. Fielding it is Degatti. Throws it over to first to Bobo. What an excellent play from the Indiana product for two down. Heads up play for Jorge, and it pays off for him. So Degatti has had a couple errors he did against Lakeshore at third base and looking nicely right now. So Lawson Knight returns, and Knight, a guy who struck out swinging in his last appearance, sees a ball. Knight, the Kansas State product. Three straight strikeouts in the top of the first for Howitt. The 1-0, swinging a ball, fouled backside, 1-1. One count with two down. Rafters were able to get a hit from Garrett Broussard as the 1-1 way up and outside. Jensen had to reach out up to his right to make that grab because that possibly ball could have been behind him. Fortunately for the Rafters, there's nobody been on. But still, 90 miles per hour, that ball came in as Howitt sets and serves a 2-1. Swinging a fly ball into the right fielder of Brandon Rogers, who reaches out and gets the third out. So the Raptors and the Growlers are 0-0 as we head to the bottom of the third inning here on WFHR. Don't go away. We'll be back shortly for the home half of this one.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third as Jorge Degatti, the third baseman out of IU, Indiana University, plays his collegiate ball in the Big Ten. He's down 0-1 as he swings in, drives one onto the third baseman in Springer. Springer can't field it as Degatti will take first, and the second hit of the game belongs to the native of Miami. So Degatti's been excellent at third base, made an excellent play, and then a great hit. So Degatti will take first and a leadoff single for Jorge. This brings up in the bottom of the order Levi Jensen out of North Alabama. Batting a 105, struggled. He's at four runs as Jensen sees a strike across the plate. Mason Meek still on the mound, who's had one strikeout so far. He's gotten help from his infield with a couple ground outs and flyouts as well, as a ball and a strike here. 1-1 count. Degatti leads off at first. As the pickoff attempt from Meeks over to Furness is not in time. One count. Meeks will set and serve up and away for a ball 2-1. Levi Jensen has struggled at the plate, but he's been a reliable catcher behind the plate as the 2-1 curveball paints the right edge for a strike 2-2. Off-speed pitch at 77. And a 2-2 count with Degatti leading off at first. Rafters two hits. Jensen fouls and barely nicks one. Back on the right side. Counts at 2-2. Bottom of the third. Rafters two hits. Growler zero. But nobody has been able to cash in a run yet. 2-2 from Meeks. Jensen swings and flies one towards the right field side. Coming under it is Tolley. As he slips and falls. Makes the grab though, as Degatti thought about going to there, but retreated back to the bag. So one down. Then we turn to the top of the order. And Brandon Rogers, who flew out on his last at-bat. So Rogers, Iowa Western Community College, Chicago, Illinois. Batting a 281. 16 hits, 7 RBIs. I think the most impressive stat is he's at 12 runs, as getting back in time to first is Degatti. A pickoff attempt from Meeks wasn't successful. Rogers with 12 runs. Every time he's gotten on base, it seems like he's always going to get to second or third. He has had a couple steals, about 6 of them this season, as outside for a ball on Meeks 1-0. Rogers, a guy that very reliable, but he swings and misses inside 1-1. Had a hot start to the season in his first 4 games, slowed down after that, but then it started to pick back up. Unbelievable game the other night. It went 3 for 5. And swings and misses outside for strike two. Rogers went after it just a bit late. One down, a ball and two strikes. DeGotti still leads off at first. The 1-2 outside and caught call for strike three. Rogers went down swinging. So two down for the Growlers, bottom three, as Ty Johnson, who grounded out in his last at-bat, due up. Headed to Baylor next season. And a guy with 18 hits, 7 RBIs, as Johnson sees one down low for a ball. That was Meek's second strikeout. So the Drury product has done well so far, done what he's needed to, as the 1-0 comes inside and a low for a ball, 2-0. The 2-0, Johnson, a drive up the middle, and that drops into center field. DeGotti will take second, Johnson will take first, and the Raptors two on here with two outs. That's their third hit, and it belongs to the McLennan Community College alum, Ty Johnson. So Brendan Bobo has an opportunity here to make his statement here in his second summer. A guy that, if you're a Raptors fan, you know the name Brendan Bobo. He was basically a celebrity here last season, as Bobo swings and pops one back up on the left side, out in foul territory, above the grandstand. That ball rolled back towards the concession area. 0-1 count. Bobo wearing number 21 with two down. The 0-1. Bobo skies a ball into shallow center. And coming under it is the shortstop, Gavin Lewis, for the third out. So a 0-0 ball game as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Raptors two hits and the past one unable to cash in. We'll be back here on WFHR.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth we go as the Creighton product Malachi Vitoch will step in for his second appearance. Is that three innings pitched? Three hits allowed, three runs. He's at two strikeouts, so he's also in his second summer here in Wisconsin Rapids. 16 games last season, 27 innings pitched, 26 strikeouts. He had 31 hits allowed and 15 runs, but a guy that's accustomed to playing ball here at Witter Field. So he appeared in one game against Green Bay. Well, he had three innings, so Vitek will step in for Josh Howitt. And Howitt, four strikeouts. So he had a good day in three innings, not allowing a hit or a run. So top of the fourth here, Kaysen Taggart, who DH'd on his last appearance, is due up. Out of Everett, Washington, and Centralia College, Vitek throws in and down low for a ball, 1-0. Taggart batting a 308. Vitek sets and serves way inside. Backing away is Taggart. 2-0. Taggart will come set. As that ball gets back for Vitek, and that's a strike on the inside. That looked like the hit the right umpire's hand. 2-1 count. Malachi Vitek, the rising junior, the 2-1, swinging a fly ball into left center, and coming under it is the left fielder, Anthony Gallison, who gets there just in time. Johnson and Gallison were both running under it, but Gallison had the better angle, one down. So Banks Tolley, the Ole Miss Rebel, out of Madison, Mississippi. And don't get it twisted, not from Madison, Wisconsin, but Madison, Mississippi. Curveball right edge for a strike, 0-1. One down. Set the 0-1. Curveball down low. 1-1. One out. One ball, one strike inside for a strike, and it was a check swing, but ref said he fully came across, 1-2. One and two count. Swinging a shallow ground ball over to the third base, and Degatti, the throw across the diamond, is on time for the second out. Two down for the Rafters. Will Furness, the first baseman, also an Ole Miss Rebel who grounded it out in his last at-bat, is due up. No balls, no strikes, two outs. As Vitek throws a curveball but doesn't find the zone, 1-0. One out count with two down. Up and away for a strike, 1-1. Two down. Vitek sets and serves the 1-1. Swinging a driven ball out towards right field. Heading back towards the wall. This ball is gone. A solo shot for Will Furness. And the Growlers strike first. What a shot there from Will Furness on his first home run of the season. And it comes in the top of the fourth. Growlers lead 1-0. Furness drove it. And that ball just kept sailing towards right center. Back 330 feet. So not what the Raptors had in store as the first hit in the game and the first run for the Growlers, as Vitek's going to have to reset and throw on the left edge for a strike, 0-1. So the Ole Miss Rebel comes up big for Kalamazoo as the 0-1 curveball up and away out of the zone for a ball. One count, two down. The 1-1 from Vitek. Swinging a ball pulled on the first baseline, 1-2. A 1-2 count with two outs. Vitek will come set, swing and a miss on the inside. So that's the third out as we head to the bottom of the fourth, but the Growlers get a big run, a solo shot from Will Furness. As we'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
The bottom of the fourth we go. Rafters trail 1-0 as Jack Gurevich will step in, grounded out on his last at-bat. So Rafters have had three hits, haven't been able to cash in any of them. As Meeks comes and sets, throws a ball. Will Furness, the first baseman for the Growlers, smashed a ball out to right center. Went right in front of the scoreboard. So the Growlers lead 1-0. And set the serve on a curveball on the left edge for a strike, 1-1. One count. Setting and serving is Meeks. Up and away for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Bottom of the fourth here. Rafters looking to tie this thing up. The 2-1. Up and inside for a ball, 3-1. So Gurevich ahead in the count. A guy on his first at-bat when he came here to Wisconsin Rapids slammed a two-run shot as he fouls backside for a strike, 3-2. Full count. Mason Meeks, who's had two strikeouts so far. Looking to get his third, the 3-2. Inside, swing and a miss, strike three. Jack Gurevich went after that way inside. So one down for the Growlers here in the bottom of the fourth.
Number 10,
Garrett Broussard. So Garrett Broussard due up. Got a base hit, which was the first base hit of the game. So he lined a ball on the third base line. One down, Meeks will set. Broussard swings and misses right edge, 0-1. No balls, a strike. The 0-1. Down and away, a wild pitch that goes through the glove of Blanchard. Back at the backtrack, but 1-1. One down. Count runs at one apiece. Broussard swings in shallow, grounds a ball off of his left ankle. So 1-2 count. Broussard stepping out of the box and walking that off. It always hurts when You make decent contact, but that ball drops right towards your ankle. So shaking off that left ankle, almost stepping back into the right-handed batter's box. Meeks will come set. Check and serve. Swing and a miss outside for strike three. Two down. That's back-to-back strikeouts for the Drury product.
The second baseman, number 14.
So Chris Conniff will step in, who flew out on his last at-bat. He's been good this season so far. At one point, he was batting up above 500. He had 9 hits on 16 at-bats, but now has dropped his batting average to 343. And naturally so. I mean, there's so many at-bats and so many games that, you know, it's hard to keep that pace he was at. But still batting a 343 is impressive. 5 RBIs and 12 hits. The 0-1. Left edge comes in low, but a strike, finding the zone, 0-2. Two down. No balls, two strikes. Setting and serving is Meeks. Swinging a shallow ground ball that goes past the third baseman. The throw from the shortstop is not in time as Conniff will take first. So Springer dove. Lewis, the shortstop, wasn't able to get that throw across his body as Conniff will get the fourth hit of the game. So perhaps that can start a rally for the Raptors. Two down, though, as Anthony Gallison steps in. Gallison, who popped out on his last at-bat as he swings and hooks a ball that drops right before the right fielder. Banks Tolley can get it. Rounding second, heading for third is Conniff. He will get there. So runners on first and third. Tolley couldn't make the catch. Back-to-back hits for the Raptors as Jorge Degatti, who got a base hit on his last at-bat. Can he cash in his third RBI of the season? Batting a 250. Gallison leads off at first. Conniff at third. And the Indiana product, Jorge Degatti, having a chance to tie this up. Meeks will set. Check and deliver as Degatti drives the ball into the left field. As getting home is Conniff. And the Raptors tie this up at one apiece. That is Degatti's third RBI as the season on the first pitch. So getting to second is Gallison. Degatti on first and bottom of the order of Levi Jensen. Back-to-back hits for the Miami native. 3 straight hits for the Raptors. Ball comes in outside for a strike, 0-1. Finding the inside of the zone. Two down, the 0-1. Check swing on the right side. Didn't fully come across. So a ball and a strike. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Solo shot from Will Furniss. But an RBI single for Jorge Degatti. Here in the bottom half of this inning. As the 1-1 comes up and finds the top corner of the zone. 1-2. Meeks ahead in the count. Off-speed pitch of 80 miles per hour. Sets and delivers the 1-2 and flies a ball. Jensen does out on the right field side. And the first baseman, Furniss, can't come after it. Count remains at 1-2. Raptors runners that were on, Degatti and Gallison, were on their horse quick. 6 hits for the Raptors. 1 hit for the Growlers. Bottom four. Levi Jensen down in the count. Degatti leads off at first. Gallison, the big leadoff at second. Meeks serves the 1-2. Finds the right edge for strike three. So the Growlers give up a run off of a Jorge Degatti base hit that sent Conniff home. So this score is even up at one apiece as we head to the top of the fifth inning here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So, top of the fifth, we go. Raptors 1, Growlers 1. So an opportunity here as John Kramer will step in. So Kramer, the left fielder on Malachi Vitoc, who has to shake that last inning off. He gave up a solo shot from Will Furniss. So Kramer sees a strike down the plate. Malachi Vitoc ahead in the count. So Kramer was walked as outside edge for a ball. So the Ole Miss product from St. Louis, Missouri, 11 RBIs as the 1-0 swinging a fly ball into center, heading back towards the wall. Johnson reaches out and makes a catch. So Johnson right at the track, 365 feet back. Just before that hit the wall. So Johnson was there to make the catch, one down. As Cam Conley, who struck out swinging on his last at bat, is due up. One of the four batters struck out from Josh Howitt. That ball goes down low and away, 1-0. Conley out of Pepperdine from Lincoln University, Pennsylvania. The 1-0 curveball. Finds the right edge for a strike, 1-1. Conley slotted in at second base today. He's at 10 hits and 7 RBIs. One down. Coming set and serving the 1-1. Slider way outside. And the check swing fully went across. So that's going to be two strikes. As Conley was heading back towards the dugout, he thought that was number three. Let's hope Vitoc can get it this time. Ball and two strikes, one down. Raptors six hits and a solo shot from Will Furniss as swinging a fly ball that drops into the left center. Gallison reaches out, can't make the grab, and Conley will take first. So the second hit, that ball hung in the air for a bit and dropped in the place where Johnson and Gallison just weren't able to make that grab. So one down, second hit for the Growlers. Comes at the hands of Cam Conley. Colin Blanchard, the catcher, who grounded out in his last at-bat, is due up. As a pickoff attempt from Vitoc over to Bobo, and sliding safe is Conley. So one down, Conley stands at first. The left-hander of Colin Blanchard. Vitoc sets and serves, check swing, and Foley came across, so a strike 0-1. A little bit late on the umpire. No balls, a strike. One down. Coming set is Vitek and serves. Swinging a shallow bouncer that goes past the glove of the first baseman, and Bobo drops into Conniff, and Bobo with an error, so Blanchard will take first. Kramer moves to second. Excuse me, Conley moves to second. So two runners on with one out. A rare error there from the first baseman and Brendan Bobo. One out. Vitek will set and serve a slider way on the outside edge. 1-0. The 1-0 outside for a strike, 1-1. One down, a ball and a strike. Two runners on for the Growlers as that ball comes in a little bit low, 2-1. Blanchard, who got on first off of an error from Bobo, swinging a miss outside for strike two. So the count runs at two apiece with one down. Blanchard at first. Cam Conley at second. Swinging a shallow ground ball over to Broussard at short. Flips it over to second to Conniff. The throw back to first to Bobo is not in time. So Blanchard gets out at second. Conley advances to third. And Lewis Jr. advances to first. So two down. And the leading run 90 feet away at third. Lawson Knight, top of the order. Struck out swinging. He's been out twice today. Right down the plate for Vitek for a strike, 0-1. Raptors six hits, Growlers two. No balls, a strike. Vitek sets, kicks, and serves the 0-1. Swinging a ball that drops right into the glove of Degatti, the third baseman. Excellent play from the Indiana product. So three down for the Raptors as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors Baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth we go and return to the top of the order. Brendan Rodgers, who's 0-2 today with a flyout and a strikeout, looking for his first hit. Growlers had runners on first and third, but excellent play as Rodgers drives one up into the second base gap right into center field. as that leadoff single for Brandon Rogers, so he gets on the board with a hit. The Raptors, 7 hits compared to the Growlers, 2. But the score is deadlocked at 1 apiece. Perhaps back-to-back run innings for the Raptors could come true with a leadoff single so far right now for Rogers. He stands off at first as Johnson sees a strike inside. So Meek still on the mound for Kalamazoo. Set 4 strikeouts as he throws on the inside for a ball, 1-1. One count on the pickoff attempt over to Furness. Rogers gets back in time. The 1-1 up and away as Ty Johnson stands ahead in the count. Raptors with an error. Kalamazoo has committed none. Error came from the first baseman, Brendan Bobo, as Johnson swings that one down low and comes across for a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two count. Setting and serving the 2-2. Swinging a jam shot that drops into the glove of the second baseman, Cam Conley. So 1 out. Conley able to make the catch. And now Brendan Bobo is due up, who popped out on his last at bat. First appearance at the plate, struck out swinging. So he's 0-2 today. Can Brendan Bobo start to get going? A guy we know that has it in him. So 1 down. Rogers stands at first. Bobo drives one. Heads back towards the wall. This is well hit, as coming right at the track is Lawson Knight, who makes an excellent catch, the center fielder. So Bobo almost gone, but Rogers gets to second, 2 down. Rogers showing his speed. So 2 down. And Bobo was about 3 feet away from seeing his first home run on his third at bat of the season. Lights have slowly started to turn on a windy evening here at Witterfield. Jack Gervich will step in, the left-hander, with the bat on his shoulder as he swings and flies one back behind home plate for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. 1-1 game. Leading off at second is Rogers. Up and away, but inside the zone for a strike, 0-2. Two down, Rogers at second. Gervich faces an 0-2 count. Swings and pops one back away for the count to remain at 0-2. 2 down. Brandon Rogers, the Chicago, Illinois product, leads off, a runner in scoring position. The 0-2, way up and out of the zone for a ball, 1-2. Each team with a run. After 7 hits to Kalamazoo's 2. The 1-2, swinging a hard ground ball over to the first baseman in Furness, who tags the bag with ease. So that's the third out, and we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rafters and top of the sixth, excuse me, the Rafters and Growlers, 1-1. We'll be back here on WFHR.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
We all make promises, big and small. tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth, as Kaysen Taggart is due up. So each team with a run. Raptors looking to keep getting it done on the defensive side of the ball. They've given up only two hits, but a solo shot from Will Furniss has put them on the board as Vitoc throws in and down low for a ball. Taggart, who struck out swinging and flew out. One ball and no strikes. Vitoc still on the mound and serves the 1-0 down on the right edge, but below the zone, 2-0. 2-0 count. Vitoc sets and delivers, finding the zone for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Raptors committed an error. The 2-1 down and away for a ball, 3-1. Three balls, a strike. 3-1 count. Vitoc sets and the check swing fully coming across was not. That will be ball number four. Umpire had made the third base. Umpire make that decision, so Taggart will take first. And starts it off with a walk. So Banks Tolley will step in, who's 0 for 2 today as well. A strikeout and a ground out. Taggart, the leadoff at first. And setting is Vitoc. Down and away for a ball, 1-0. Tolley slotted in at right field. The 1-0. Swinging a ground ball that stays fair on the third baseline. Getting pulled foul, but not before it goes fair. And a double there from Tolley. So Tolley on second, Taggart on third. Two runners in scoring position for Wisconsin Rapids. For Kalamazoo. Not what they would have liked. As Will Furniss, who homered on his last at bat, he is due up. Out of Nacogdoches, Texas. And a guy that smashed a ball towards right field. 1-1 game. Setting and serving is Vitoc. Down for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Setting and serving. Down inside for a ball, 1-1. So Tolley at second, Taggart on third. Nobody down. And the 1-1 from Vitoc. Comes and finds the outside edge of the zone, but two balls and a strike. So Furniss with a home run and three RBIs as check swing comes up and away for a ball, 3-1. Three 3-1 count. Two runners in scoring position for Kalamazoo here in the top of the sixth. Swinging a drive into Conniff, the second baseman, who throws it over to first, but a run scores for Taggart. So Taggart gets home. Tolley advances to third, and the Growlers take a 2-1 lead here in the top of the sixth. So Gabe Springer, now to Stanford from Boulder, Colorado. Comes up and away for a ball on the first pitch from Vitoch. So Taggart, the second Growler to cross home plate tonight. Curveball finds the zone for a strike, 1-1. Tolley, who had that double, is at third. One down. Vitoch sets and finds a zone once again for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One out. Kicking, winding, and serving is Vitoch. Swinging a shallow ground ball to Conniff and looks over at home but throws to first to Bobo. Gets him out, but not before Tolley gets home. So the Growlers take a 3-1 lead here in the top of the sixth, two down. Furness grounds out at first, but this brings up Springer grounds out at first, and this brings up Kramer. So two down. The 0-1. Swinging a ball that drops in between first and second, getting into right field. And the fourth hit of the game for the Growlers. John Kramer gets on first, the Ole Miss product. So Cam Conley, who got a base hit on his last at-bat, is due up. He's 1-for-2 today, after being out-hit 7-4. Outside for a ball, 1-0 is Vitoch. Two down. Leading off is Kramer at first. The 1-0. Swing and a miss outside. 1-1. A 1-1 count. With two down. Vitoch sets and serves and finds a curveball for a strike, 1-2. So he's ahead in the count, but the Rafters have given up two runs. Growlers have answered once again. They're up 3-1. The 1-2 curveball pops on the top side of the bat on the right field line. Count remains at 1-2. Two down, the 1-2 from Vitoch. That ball drops in between the second baseman, and Conniff stands on the second base bag and tags it with ease. So Rafters get the third out, but the Growlers get two runs of their own as they lead 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 48. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Lows around 53. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth we go as the Raptors trail 3-1. Garrett Broussard is due up. So Broussard got a base hit and struck out swinging as he pops one up back on the right side. 0-1. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 finds the edge for a strike, 0-2. So Raptors have out-hit the Growlers. With timely hits from Kalamazoo. A big home run from their first baseman as the 0-2 flies into left field, and coming under it and making the grab is Kramer for one down.
Now batting the second baseman, number 14.
So Chris Conniff one down, and Jack Gervich was not able to get a hit in the last inning, as Chris Conniff is due up, as Conniff swings and drives a ball into the second baseman and throws it over as Cam Conley right on time, two down. So back-to-back outs on two pitches for Kalamazoo. Anthony Gallison, the left fielder out of Colts Neck, New Jersey, batting a 158. Setting and serving up and away is Meeks. So still live is Mason Meeks. Has done well. One ball, no strikes, two outs. The 1-0. Swinging a ball skied into center field. And Lawson Knight reaches out and makes the grab. So Growlers go three up and three down as we head to the top of the seventh. They still lead 3-1. We'll be back here in a moment on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh we go as Johnny Ancervitz will step in on the mound. So once again, we've seen coaching staff for the Raptors two of their guys go three innings, and then they usually have a guy that goes an inning, and they have two other guys that each get an inning as well. So they usually total five pitchers as Johnny Antrovich, the third Rafter out of the bullpen today. He's had six games and six innings pitched with eight strikeouts, four hits, and two runs.